Now we're going to turn our attention, think about this meeting, this portion was laid upon my heart, in Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters are off roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and not right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttereth his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease until the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Amen. And we trust the Lord will bless our reading of his word to all of our hearts. Let's unite our hearts together and we pray. Father, we pray for thy blessing, and we pray that thou will be with us around thy word. We pray indeed, Lord, that thou will come in great mercy and speak unto our souls. It is a dark day, and yet, Lord, we need to hear the word of the living God. I pray that every one of us will pray, even, Lord, quietly in our hearts, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Bless us as we listen to thy word, and give us a blessing as we preach the word you've laid upon our heart tonight. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The text tonight is Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This is perhaps one of the greatest psalms in the Bible. We do know that the words of this particular psalm has been sung and preached upon and trusted by the saints of God all over the world. Even we ourselves, when we are in trouble and in difficulties, how often we turn to these words. I speak for myself, I speak for Mr. Mercer. How often when we go to visit the old or the sick or the infirm, many, many times we turn to this psalm. It is a great psalm to comfort us in trying times. We know historically that this was a favourite psalm of the great reformer Martin Luther. In his day of battle for the truth, he would continually turn to this passage of the Word of God and read it for his own heart. Indeed, many times he would say to his friends in their trouble, "Let's sing Psalm 46. They kept going to this portion of the Word of God, especially verse 1. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. As Mr. Mercer was saying tonight, that Psalm 46 was the means of inspiration of Martin Luther, composing that great hymn that we try to sing together. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. And notice those words, never failing. And Martin Luther himself, despite all his difficulties and all the battles for the truth, he found that God was his help, and he was a God who never failed. God is our refuge tonight and our strength. He's a very present help in a time or day of trouble. I want to speak three things from this verse 1. First of all, I want to look at the calamity that every Christian must face. Now, the calamity that every Christian must face is described by one word, and it is trouble. Because at the very end here of verse 1, it speaks about the child of God in trouble. In trouble. Now, let me say tonight, for the child of God, trouble seems to be always just around the corner. It says in Psalm 22 and verse 11, "Be not far from me, for trouble is near." Now here's a psalmist himself. Remember, he was a man who loved the Lord, and he followed the Lord, he took time to pray, and yet here he is making his petition unto the Lord, and he says, "The Lord, be not far from me." Why is this? Because trouble is near. Troubles and the Christian life, they seem to go hand in hand. In Psalm 34 verse 19, it says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous," are the troubles of the righteous. And here again is the psalmist, and he's telling us about our troubles. And he's saying here, well, many are the afflictions, or many are the troubles. You see, the calamity that every Christian must face in this life is trouble. We're always brought face to face with trouble. Now, our troubles may be different. Let me say this. This is brought out for us, in a sense, in verse 2 and verse 3. "Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah." And you can see there in the verse 2 and verse 3, sometimes our trouble, there is a removing. It talks there about the earth being removed. Sometimes there is this carrying, lifted. And sometimes troubles seem to lift us off our feet and drown us in a sense in the midst of the sea. Sometimes there is a roaring, persecution, trouble comes roaring against us. Sometimes our troubles, there is a shaking. Talks about a shaking. You see, dear friends, these calamities, these troubles, they come to us in every shape and in form. Our troubles are different. You think of all the troubles we can have, physical troubles. We think of financial troubles, spiritual troubles. We think of political troubles. Troubles can come to us in many shapes and in many forms. Think of the words in James 1 and verse 2. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." And the word "diverse" means various. Many temptations, many ways, many troubles. And the calamity every Christian must face, dear friends, is trouble. And the troubles are different. Your troubles may not be mine. And your troubles, or my troubles, may not be yours. But we're going to have a day of trouble. We're going to have a day of trouble going by this text. Not only is our trouble different, but our troubles are difficult. We see this in the word for trouble, because sometimes this word trouble is translated anguish. And so we can see here this trouble is one that brings that is difficult. We can see, dear friends, that it comes a time of great trouble in the Christian life, that it is difficult, and dear friends, that it is hard, and it's not easy to face this trouble. Bible says in 1 Peter 4, verse 12, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you." And notice how he describes their trouble. He says, well, it's a fiery trial. It was not something small, dear friends. It was something that was difficult. It was something, in a sense, that would seem to destroy them, because fire destroys. And this trial of the Christian can be difficult. You think of Elijah, well known to all of us. In 1 Kings 19, verse 4, he said, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life." He'd come to the end of himself. He was finding that his trouble was difficult to bear. And he ran away and he hid under a tree. And he says, you know, I just cannot go on. He was feeling the weight of his trouble. Are you feeling the weight of your trouble? Difficult, dear friends. Maybe tonight in this meeting you feel, I just cannot go on. I cannot seem to take another step with Christ. I feel very much like Elijah. You see, our troubles are difficult. It's not easy when you face trouble. Can I say trouble are distressing? Because let me say, the first mention of this Hebrew word for trouble is found in Genesis 35 and verse 3. Now, it was Jacob said, let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the days of my distress. And that word distress is the same Hebrew word here translated in Psalm 46 and verse 1, trouble. Now I can say this, trouble brings distress. He was referring to Esau. He was referring to the times he had to flee from trouble and from Esau's wrath, you see. And notice how he described his time of trouble. He says his time of trouble was a time of distress. Dear friends, distress. Heartbreaking. No doubt tears. No doubt sadness in his time of trouble. In Psalm 6 verse 6, the psalmist said, I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with tears. Do you see the psalmist? Do you see the man of God, dear friends, in the night? He is not sleeping. It tells us here he is groaning. It tells us here that he is weeping. He is crying. And his whole couch is covered, what? In his tears. Troubles brings distress. Troubles, dear friends, brings distress. And tonight, can I ask you the question? Is your heart tonight full of trouble? Is your heart tonight full of distress? Last night, what? We spent in tears. We can always hide our troubles with a smile. We can always come friends and say, well, as if we're the happiest person in Kikil. But we can hide it easily. Can't hide it from God, of course. Are you troubled? As Martin Luther said, every Christian is a crossbearer. And this is a calamity that every Christian must face. Must face. Everyone will have their troubles. Some, of course, will have more than others. But nevertheless, friends, you will have your trouble. I will have my trouble. Because here in this great psalm, he talks about in trouble. In trouble. In trouble. Are you in trouble? Different? Dear friends, difficult? Distressing? Sadness? Brokenness? Weariness? Aye, friends. It's a terrible thing when a Christian is in trouble. We have to face it. We have to face it. As we and I live in this world, we will not escape troubles. You can be sure of that. We would like to escape troubles, but we cannot. The calamity that every Christian must face. Trouble. Trouble. Can I say secondly, as we look at this text, the comfort that every Christian will find. He says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. See, this is the comfort that every Christian can find in their time of trouble. He says here, God is our refuge and strength. And when trouble comes to the door of the Christian, what is the truth here the psalmist is bringing out? Well, the truth is very simple. I may have trouble, that is right, but he has a refuge. God is our refuge and strength, you see. In Psalm 9 verse 9 it says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And so why we have troubles? We have a refuge. It was Adam Clark, he said about this refuge, that it was a high place where their enemies can neither reach nor see them. Oh dear friends, this is the comfort that every Christian can find. We have our troubles, to that there is no doubt. But we have a refuge. And there's nobody else but God. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. He is a refuge that is personal. Because notice there, God is our refuge. And I want to say tonight, God is not everybody's refuge. Peter C. H. Spurgeon said, it is not every man that can sing the psalm. He must belong to the believing company. Not everybody in Kikil can say tonight, God is our refuge. Not everybody tonight in Northern Ireland can say, God is our refuge. But only those who are saved and washed in the blood of Christ, we can say tonight, God is my refuge. God is our refuge. Isn't that great? in time of trouble, political trouble in our land, your physical troubles, family troubles, whatever the case may be, friends tonight, here is the truth. God is our refuge. Indeed it says in Psalm 91 verse 2, here's what he said, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust, you see. And the psalmist could say, God is our refuge. But he could also say in Psalm 91, God is my refuge. God is mine. And he could say in the midst of all his difficulties and in all of his trouble, he had a refuge, and it was God. I want you to see tonight that you're not alone in this world. That we are not alone in this world, in all of our difficulties, in all of our battles, in all, dear friends, of our sadness. We have a refuge, and it's God. He's a personal refuge. You're saved tonight. He's your refuge. This great Almighty God is your refuge tonight, friends. Say in trouble to yourself, God is my refuge. He's my refuge tonight. He's a refuge that is powerful. Notice the words, God is our refuge and strength. Our strength, you see. There's nothing that shows a Christian how weak he is as when trouble comes. Why, sometimes before trouble you can feel brave and all the rest of it, you feel you could do this and do that, and let a little trouble come, the slightest thing come to your house, to your heart, to your family, dear friends, to your door, and we tremble. We tremble. Maybe sickness, something that puts us on the broad of our back, and we tremble. That shows how weak we are. I can say the same myself. Troubles shows us, friends, how frail, how weak we are in ourselves. And dear friend, I can say tonight, the slightest problem can get us shaken at our knees very easy. Wherefore, what do we need? Well, I need strength, you see. And we need power to go on. And God is our refuge and strength in our time of trouble. We need strength, and God gives us strength. You see in verse 7, it says, the Lord of hosts, listen, is with us. The Lord of armies. The Lord of armies, you see, are with us. And so I said tonight, are we pursued? God is our refuge then. Are we oppressed by troubles? Have we work to do and enemies to fight against? God is our strength. Are we in distress? Well, He is a help to all of us which we need. And He gives power to us in our time of trouble. You see, He is a refuge that is powerful. God is our refuge and strength. He gives us strength in time of trouble. It was Martin Luther, as I said, wrote that words, a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark. Never failing. He had proved this himself. He could stand against all the enemies, and he had this power within him, friends, because God was his refuge and his strength. And here is a refuge that is powerful. It is God. And you're glad tonight you have God on your side. If God be for us, friends, who can be against us? Doesn't matter what armies line up against us. Doesn't matter what problems come, friends. Doesn't matter what opposition. Doesn't matter. God is my refuge. And God is my strength. That's what he was saying. This is a lesson he wanted to bring out here in Psalm 46 to the people. Yes, you have your troubles. Ah, but remember this. God is your refuge. He's your strength. You feel tonight you can't go on, friends. Remember your refuge. Remember you've got God. He is our strength in times of trouble. As one commentator said, if God sends us on stony paths, He will provide us with strong shoes. And that's true. He'll give us the strength to go on. He will carry us through. He's a refuge that is present, because it says here, a present help in time of trouble. And notice, He is a very present help. You see, He is always near His people. Not only is God near his people here by this text here, because we know God is very present, because isn't he within us? Does the Bible not say that our body is a temple of God and the Holy Spirit dwells within us? See, God is very present. And listen, he is a present help. And do you need help tonight? Your problem is tonight. Your fears are all within your heart, dear friends, tonight in this meeting. Well, you have a present refuge. God is a very present help in time of trouble. Tonight God can help you. Tonight God can give you the strength and give you the grace, friends, to help you in your time of need. Remember, he says in Isaiah 43 verse 2, when I pass through the waters, I will be with thee. I will be with thee, ye friends. You see, in verse 5, it tells us that God is in the midst of us. God is in the midst of his people. This is a refuge that is near us tonight. He's a very present help in time of trouble. And always remember that, friends, that God is near. It tells us about a bishop going to be beheaded at the Tower of London. And as he took him out, he put his hand in his pocket and he took out this Greek New Testament. And he looked up to heaven and he prayed this prayer: "Oh Lord, direct me to some passage which may support me through this awful scene." And he opened up the Bible and his eye fell upon John 16 and verse 32. And read these words: "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, it is now come, that ye shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." Notice what he got, friends. He got a word from God. The Father is with me. I am not alone, yet the Father is with me. And he closed that book and he said, "This is significant, sufficient, sorry, for me and for eternity." Because he realized, as he went to the scaffold, as he went on to his death, that God was near him. He's a very present help, you see, in time of trouble. God is always near us. You notice this psalm ends, it starts, "God is our refuge and strength." At the end of it, it says, "The Lord God of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah." So right, friends, at the very beginning, God is our refuge. At the very end of this psalm, God is still our refuge. What it's just showing us here, the whole way through, God is always present. God is always near us. We always have a refuge that is present. It was John Wesley lay dying upon his bed, and his last words he said, "The best of all is that God is with us." Friends, God is with his people. He's our refuge. Never forget that. But we do forget that, don't we? When troubles come, the alarm bells go off, we panic, we fear, we tremble, everything goes wrong. And we forget this simple truth, that God is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help in time of trouble. We forget that's a simple lesson. But you've forgotten it. And so have I. You've forgotten all about it, friends. And here it is before us tonight. Are you in trouble? Are you in difficulties? Our dear friends, tonight, are you distressed? Here's a comfort every Christian will find. God is your refuge in a time of trouble. That's the lesson that's brought before us. "Thy blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee." So while you have trouble, remember this. You've got a refuge. And your refuge, friends, tonight, is greater than all your troubles. No matter what trouble it is, it's none greater than God. He is your refuge and he is your strength. This is the comfort that every Christian will find. And notice I said every Christian. This is not just for the super spiritual. This refuge is just not for ministers or deacons or for elders or for the prophets. No, dear friends, God is our refuge. He's for every one of us. In your time of trouble, you have a refuge. And in my time of trouble, I have got a refuge. This is the comfort that every Christian will find. But can I say lastly, I want to look at the condition every Christian must fulfill. You see, when trouble comes, It's not enough to know that God is our refuge. No, dear friends, we must flee to God. We must flee to Him. It says in Proverbs 18 and verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. But notice here what they do, friends. In time of trouble, what do they do? It says they run. They run to the Lord. They flee to Him, you see. And when trouble comes, immediately they run and they hide themselves in God. Now, I'm a wee bit young for the days of the World War II, the World Wars, but you can read all about it. You read about the war sirens going off and how people ran. And they ran as quick as they could to get into a shelter in order to safeguard themselves. It was not enough for them, you know, just to say, well, there's a great shelter down at the bottom of our street. And all of it, that was no good when trouble came. When trouble came, they had to run and run and run and hide themselves in the shelter. And that's the same thing with a Christian. When trouble comes, you must flee to Him. And I want to say to you, friends, you must flee immediately to Him. As soon as the sirens of trouble ring in your heart, and friends, ring in your ear, then run to the refuge. You know what we do? We run everywhere else. We run to this one, to that one. Now, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with running for advice, maybe a minister, the friend, or whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's run to God first. Let's flee to Him. You see, God is our refuge and strength. Well, the conditions every Christian must fulfill, we must flee to Him. And when trouble comes, we must run to the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring all our burdens to Him. And as one commentator said, cast your troubles where you have cast your sins, at the feet of Jesus, friends. Bring all your burdens. Bring all your troubles. You must do this if you want to know something about the power and the peace and the strength that God gives us. You must run. You must come to God. You must flee to Him. That's what you've got to do. If you're in trouble tonight, difficulties, problems, well, I ask you a question. Have you went to God? Have you turned to the Lord? Have you fled to Him? Or have you allowed all the troubles to drag you down and down and down into despondency? And tonight your heart is full of fear. Then run. Get up and run tonight by faith. Run and run to God and hide yourself in Him. That's what you've got to do to find the benefit of this text. Another condition we must do is not only to flee to Him, but to have faith in Him. You see, dear friends, in times of trouble, we must trust Him. We must trust His sovereignty, that He's over all. We must trust Him. You think here the psalmist talked about the earth being moved and the mountains being taken and cast into the midst of the sea. Now you imagine us standing tonight and the morning mountains just flew overhead tonight and there they went right into the middle. And the earth quaked and the shaking and the roaring. Imagine what that would be like. But who's over the mountains? God. Who's over and controls the sea? The Lord. He's over them. Then why should we fear? That's what he says. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed. If these things happen, he said, and the earth is shaken, and the mountains are being removed, and the mountains are being cast into the depths of the sea, he says, do not fear. You must trust God's sovereignty. He's over all. You know, any troubles, friends, that comes, they come from God. God allows them. It was Thomas Watson who says, whoever brings affliction, remember, it is God who sends it. God allows troubles to come into it. And you can read of Joseph, not take time to turn to it. He traced all his troubles back, what? To the hand of God. Yes, he was sold. Yes, he was mocked. Yes, he was betrayed. Yes, he was sent away from his family. But he told his brother, it was God sent me. He traced it all back. And friends, you see, we have to have faith in God's sovereignty. He's over all. When troubles come, what to do? To get me into the refuge. Sometimes we are away from God, aren't we? sometimes are hard or cold. Isn't that right? But I tell you this, you see, when trouble comes, doesn't it draw you nearer to God? It draws you nearer to God. How many God's people have testified in their times of trouble it was their best time with God? Why is it? Because they have ran and ran and hid themselves in the refuge. Dear friends, troubles draw us closer to God, you see. We must trust His sovereignty. Whatever happens, He has ordained it. He'll watch over me. We must have faith also to know that the sovereign deems with us that is all for our good. All things work together for good. For good. Even the difficult things. Even the things that has broken our hearts. Even the things that has taken sleep from our eyes at night. The very things that's caused us to shake and to tremble and to fear. All things, these things. These things that have broken my heart, they're all for good. But we need faith to believe it. Hiding in the refuge, friends. It's all for my good. Yes, let the mountains be taken and cast into the sea. Let there be earthquakes. Let the earth be moved out of its place. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I can trust God. I can trust Him. That's what we've got to do, friends, you see. We've got to do these things. It's one that says the truth is that God often uses broken things. It takes broken soil to produce a crop, broken clouds to give rain, broken grain to give bread to give strength. It was a broken Jesus who gave us life. It is broken families, cities and nations who will rally and become stronger, just like a broken bone is stronger after it heals. Listen, you may be broken, but it's for your good. Trust Him. Trust Him. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. We can trust His sovereignty. You can trust His safety. He will take care of you. You know what the psalmist said in Psalm 56 and verse 3? What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. He was going to trust in the Lord. He was going, in a sense, to flee into this refuge. But friends, he was going to trust in the Lord. And seemingly, as we have said in verse 2 and 3, as if his whole world was falling apart, he could trust the Lord. God will not fail His people. He will not fail them. It says in Nathan 1 verse 7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in Him. We've got to trust God. What can you do in your trouble? Well, flee to the Lord and trust Him. That's all we can do at times. We can't sort the problems out. We don't even know where to begin. But praise God, we can flee to this refuge, hiding in the Lord. Tell Him all about our troubles and our difficulties. And friends, we can trust Him. We can trust God. It is then you'll get peace. It is then you'll get strength. It is then, as it talks about there, you'll get that help in your trouble. It has been said, until I learned to trust, I've never learned to pray. And I did not learn to fully trust till sorrows came my way. Until I felt my weakness, His strength I never knew, nor dreamed till I was stricken that He could see me through. Isn't that wonderful? Only when they were stricken. Only when, dear friends, when he was weak. Only when sorrows came his way, the writer here said, that he could see, that God could see me through. Listen, He'll see you through. He'll see you through. And you'll prove the words of this text, like Luther and all those before us, that God is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help in trouble. Turn to Him and trust Him tonight, and you will find that He will see you through. He will help you, and He'll give you that grace to help in your time of need. May God write His word upon all of our hearts.